Chairs No Waiting, episode number 661, Mayberry Days Trivia 2021, the qualifying round. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Hey, it's getting close to the Christmas time. If you're listening to this one, we're new. So holiday shipping, you got to get your orders in for sure by December 15th. Order soon so that you'll make sure you don't mess up on all your shipping stuff. So go check it out. And while you're ordering, check out the Tied Up in Knots book by Karen Notch. You can get an autographed copy as well. So go check it out. And check out the brand new book by Randy Turner, The Mayberry Travel Guide. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 661 is Sarah Blaine. Yay! Thank you, Sarah. And thank you for being here in Mayberry with me. It's always fun to just sit back and have some fun here in Mayberry. And this episode, we're going to be going over the Mayberry Days trivia for 2021. Now, this is for the qualifying round, the preliminary round. And the way that it works at Mayberry Days is there is a qualifying round and everybody gets to try to answer their questions. And then whoever got the most questions right can qualify for the finals. And the way the finals work, and we'll be doing those in the next week or so, the finals are done all the previous champions automatically have a seat in the finals. There are 10 chairs, 10 seats. And so if there's only 7 previous champions there, then 3 people out of the qualifying round make it onto the finals. That's how we do it. And so if there's, you know, if there's 4 empty seats, you get 4 people from preliminary rounds. And then they can compete against the Mayberry Days trivia champions of the past. And they all compete and go through the questions now. That's how we've been doing it for the last several years now, 3 years at least, maybe 4. And it's been a lot more fun for the crowd because previous years, the finals of Mayberry Days Trivia, the questions were so incredibly hard that even as big fans as we are, you and me, we couldn't answer any of the questions. You know, and it's not that much fun when you can't answer any questions, you know. So we're going to be going into the preliminary round, and then we're going to hear from Randy Turner. So let's head on into the preliminary round. I'm going to play just some music from the VW Boys, just for a little background music. And we're going to pull up the Mayberry Days 2021 Trivia Preliminary Round. So if you're ready, there are 15 questions. So pull out your pencil and get ready to go, because here we are. Ready? Question number 1. Where does Barney like to park near the duck pond with Juanita? Where does Barney like to park near the duck pond with Juanita? So as always, you can pause if you don't want to hear the answer yet, but here comes the answer. The answer to question 1, where does Barney like to park near the duck pond with Juanita? The answer is, it's Willow Lane, and that's from episode number 69. Okay. So where does he like to park? He likes to park near Willow Lane. Question number 2. Where was Andy stationed in World War II? Where was Andy stationed in World War II? Where was Andy stationed in World War II? Pause if you don't want to know. The answer is, Andy was stationed in France. He was stationed in France. That's from episode number 8 of the Andy Griffith Show. Question number 3. See, these are a little harder. That one you might have got because he's like, undo in the Feud is a Feud. All right, question number 3. How much does Barney say his expensive cigars cost when he tries to convince Floyd he has come into a lot of money? How much does Barney say his expensive cigars cost when he says, or he's trying to convince Floyd that he's come into a lot of money? Do you know that one? How much does Barney say his expensive cigars cost? All right. The answer is 35 cents each. Barney says they're worth 30. They cost 35 cents each. That's from episode number 149. By the way, I want to thank Kenneth Junkin, our very own Otis Campbell, tribute artist. He is the man that comes up with these questions every year. So we want to thank him for these questions and providing the questions and the answers. It's easier to come up with questions and answers. All right, number four. Number four. Andy once borrowed a sewing machine from whom? Andy once borrowed a sewing machine from whom? That's really good English, I think. Andy once borrowed a sewing machine from whom? The answer is Louise Palmer. That's episode number 100 of The Andy Griffith Show. Louise Palmer. Thank you. Thank you, Louise Palmer, for that answer. All right, number five. Number five. Let's see how folks in the chat room are doing. Nope, they're not doing all that great, don't look like. All right, so that was number four. How are you doing? Did you get four? Did you get two? One? I think I would have gotten one so far, just so you know. All right, question number five. How old was Arnold Winkler when he spent 2 weeks in summer camp? How old was Arnold Winkler when he spent 2 weeks in summer camp? You can guess if you don't know. Doesn't hurt to guess on these. How old was Arnold Winkler when he spent 2 weeks in summer camp? Arnold was 7 years old. That's in episode number 84. Episode number 84. Okay. That's number five. There's 10 more questions. Ready? Number six. What is the name of the cave that Andy and Helen explored at the town picnic that collapsed behind them? What is the name of the cave that Andy and Helen explored at the town picnic that collapsed behind them? Okay. One more read and then we'll give you the answer. What is the name of the cave that Andy and Helen explored at the town picnic that collapsed behind them? The name of the cave is Lost Lover's Cave. Chat room's getting that. I see them. Hope you are. The episode number was 109. It was 109. That's where that came from. Number seven. Catherine Harney broke Barney's heart when she went to the prom in high school with whom? Catherine Harney broke Andy's heart when she went to the prom in high school with whom? Catherine Harney broke Andy's heart when she went to the prom in high school with whom? Boy, that is a hard one. I have no idea. I don't remember this one at all. The answer, number seven, the answer, Catherine went to the prom and broke Andy's heart. She went with Vern Harris. That's episode number 151. Hey, Jim Sherrill got it in our chat room. Good job, Jim. Jim is a Mayberry Days trivia champion, so it's good to have him with us in our chat room. If you would ever like to be in the chat room with us, we record on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can go to live.twochairsnowaiting.com and join in with all the folks in here having a good time. All right, number eight. There are 15 questions. Number eight. What does Andy tell Ernest T. Bass he will be paid for working as a school crossing guard? What does Andy tell Ernest T. Bass he'll be paid for working as a school crossing guard? So the answer is Andy told Ernest T. that he would be paid $5 for working as a school crossing guard. That's episode number 164. Was that $5 a week or a day? A day, that's pretty good money, wasn't it? I need to do that. $5. He'd be paid $5. That's pretty good. I wonder what period of time that was. I don't know. Anyway, it was episode number 164. Can't remember if I said it. All right, number nine. Barney tells Otis he looks good in what color? Barney tells Otis that he looks good in what color? Oh, that's a fun one. I like that one. It was a month, according to Sam Johns. I don't know. $5 a month. That seems a little. All right. Barney tells Otis he looks good in what color? The answer is blue. Blue. That's episode number 145. It's blue. Barney tells Otis he looks good in blue. Probably brings out his eyes. That's probably what it is. Yeah. That's probably what it is. All right. Number 10. Whom did Helen Crump replace as Opie's teacher? Whom did Helen Crump replace as Opie's teacher? I don't remember. I'm not doing too good. All right. One time more, reading it, and then I'll give you the answer. Whom did Helen Crump replace as Opie's teacher? The answer is Miss Warner. Miss Warner. That's episode number 86 of The Andy Griffith Show. And Jim Sherrill got that one right, too, in the chat room. He may have gotten all of them right. I just haven't been paying attention. Several people look like they're getting it. Or they copy Jim. I don't know. Number 11. I would copy Jim if I could. Number 11. What does Fred Goss charge to clean Andy's dress suit? What does Fred Goss charge to clean Andy's dress suit? Okay. What does Fred Goss charge to clean Andy's dress suit? The answer is $1. $1. That's from episode number 58. All right. So number 12. We're heading to number 12. What did Ben Weaver's parking ticket cost Ellie Walker when she paid it for him, for Ben? What did it cost? What did Ben Weaver's parking ticket cost Ellie Walker when she paid it for Ben? How much did it cost? What did Ben Weaver's parking ticket cost Ellie Walker when she paid it for Ben? Remember that in the Christmas episode? What did Ben Weaver's parking ticket cost Ellie Walker when she paid it for Ben? It cost her $2. $2. I was looking to see if Miss Ellie's boy got it. That's from episode number 11. That's the Christmas episode, the only Christmas episode of the show. So there you go. So it cost $2, that parking ticket, and he didn't like it that she paid for it. All right, number 13. How long did Shy Mayberry and Henry Gilly date Tyler Lee Vernon before he finally got up the nerve to propose? I love this one. I knew this one. Miss Ellie's boy said he didn't get the Miss Ellie question. That's all right, Peter. You're okay. I didn't get it either. All right. This is 13. How long did Shy Mayberrian, Henry Gilly, date Tyler Lee Vernon before he finally got the nerve to propose? How long, how many years or days or months, whatever it might be, how long did Shy Mayberrian, Henry Gilly, date Tyler Lee Vernon before he finally got up the nerve to propose? The answer is, which I love this answer, 16 years. 16 years. That's from episode number 114. They dated for 16 years. Woo! That's a long time right there. 16 years. All right. Number 28. No, number 28. That's the slide number I'm on. Number 14. Whom does Andy ensure that her laundry gets taken in off her clothesline while she's in Mount Pilot? Whom does Andy ensure that her laundry will get taken in off of her clothesline while she's in Mount Pilot? Who does Andy do that for? Whom does Andy ensure? or Asher, that her laundry gets taken in off of her clothesline while she's in Mount Pilot. I'm pretty sure Bonnie was taking them in for her, wasn't he? And the answer is, who did Andy assure that they were going to make sure they got their clothes taken in while she was gone? That was Miss Kelsey. Miss Kelsey, that's from episode number 78. Don't ever be a deputy, Leon. Okay. Number 15. This is our final question. Here we go. All right. Are you ready? Number 15. Name the high school that Ralph Haynes' wife attended. Name the high school that Ralph Haynes' wife attended. Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. These are so hard. And folks got these. They got them. These are not even the hard questions. Name the high school that Ralph Haynes' wife attended. That's number 15. And the answer is the high school's name that Ralph Haynes' wife attended is Paul Revere High School. That's from episode number 82. So that is it, folks. That is all 15 of the preliminary round questions from the 2021 Mayberry Days Trivia Championship. So how did you do? That's the real question. So of the 15 questions, did you get 12? Did you get 13? Did you get 5? Probably got 4 or 5. I don't know. I don't think I did all that good. But how did you do? That's what's really important. Not how I did. I am really honestly not that good at trivia. I feel like I'm better than a normal person. And I don't know. Of course, I'm not normal. You know, I dress up like a barber. So I'm definitely not normal. But I definitely am not as good as our great trivia champions at this game. So they are pretty amazing. So there's folks in the chat room happy they got one. I agree with you. You got one. Some got 4. That sounds more like my range, about 4. I think I got 4 or 5, maybe. So the chat room. So how did you do? See, if a chat room, these are diehard fans. There's 42 folks in here and they're getting, you know, 4 or 5. Some didn't get any. You know, that's okay. As long as you had a good time, you're not no account. They're not no account. You're not no account, Ernest T. You're just ignorant. I'm not calling you ignorant, by the way. All right. So that was the preliminary round. So what we'll do in the next week here, we will do at least round one of the Mayberry Days trivia next week. Okay. At least round one, maybe both round one and round two and the finals. Cause that would be, but that's about 21 questions. So I don't know if I can fit them all in. So maybe we'll do round one and then I'll give you some easier trivia questions just so you'll feel better. And then we'll do round two the week after that. Maybe that's what we'll do. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you had fun. And if you're feeling bad, don't feel bad. This is good stuff that I hope you enjoyed it. And now we're going to head over and hear for what I know you all love. You come to the podcast to hear this guy give us our information. And, he's got a brand new book out, as I was talking about. It's the Mayberry Travel Guide. You definitely want to go check that out while you're at Weaver's, because that is that's a cool new book by Randy Turner, the Mayberry Travel Guide. And it's definitely something you want to check out. He's telling you all about things around Mount Airy and the Andy Griffith Show and everything. It's a lot of fun. And I think you'll enjoy it. Lots of photos and stuff in there. But that is by our next contributor, Randy Turner. So let's go hear from This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
The actor Mark Miller appeared in Mayberry early in the second season and just celebrated his 96th birthday a couple of weeks ago. Mark was born on November the 20th, 1925, in Houston, Texas. He studied at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City, graduating in 1952. Upon finishing, he was quickly cast in a revival of the play Philadelphia Story at Newport, Rhode Island's Casino Playhouse. By 1954, Mark had relocated to the West Coast to pursue work in film and television. He first appeared on television in 1954 in an episode of the series Portia Faces Life, though the series was later retitled The Inner Flame. Early in his career, Mark continued to do regional stage work, but in 1954, he appeared on television again, this time in an anthology series titled I Spy. No, not the I Spy that Sheldon Leonard would create a decade later. This I Spy was an anthology show, offering weekly stories of espionage. Mark played a Union spy who infiltrated a band of Southern sympathizers in the North just before the Civil War. While television was his primary medium early in his career, he did star in the 1957 film Blonde in Bondage, a movie not as salacious as the title sounds. It was a crime film set in Sweden, with Mark playing an American reporter investigating the seamy side of Swedish nightlife. Throughout the rest of the 1950s, Mark appeared in several series, guest starring in shows such as Gunsmoke and Zane Grey Theater. The new decade brought Mark his first starring role in television, playing half of a married New York couple who bought a dude ranch in New Mexico. The comedy's title was a play on the old phrase Westward Ho, reflecting the premise of the couple running a dude ranch catering to guests, hence Guestward Ho. The series lasted only one season, premiering the same year as The Andy Griffith Show. That was not its only similarity to the Mayberry series. Guestward Ho was also filmed by Desilu and had music provided by Earl Hagen. One of the New York couple's children was played by Flip Mark, who would later appear in Mayberry as the leader of the Wildcats in Keeper of the Flame. As a side note, the series was based on a true story and was the second attempt to make a series from the book. The first had been in 1958, and it starred Vivian Vance as the female lead, but that version was rejected due to Vivian being typecast as Ethel Mertz from I Love Lucy. While Guestward Ho ran only one season, it was a season that consisted of 38 episodes. After the series cancellation, Mark returned to guest starring in various series, the first being in an episode of Bus Stop. The comedy was based on the play that was later made into a movie starring Marilyn Monroe. At this point, Mark had begun his TV and film career in 1954 and was only 6 years into it when he was cast in his next role, a role Mayberry fans know well. In Barney's Replacement, Mark played Bob Rogers, the rookie from the state attorney's office who came to Mayberry for on-the-job experience. His efficiency, hey, who's been messing up the bulletin board, caused Barney to believe he was going to be replaced. The result was Barney's resignation, an attempt to start a career as a door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman. Of course, by the end of the episode, Barney learned replacing him had never been Andy's intention, and he even managed to teach Bob the true importance of dealing with people and not relying on only statistics. Mark's appearance in Mayberry was only the beginning of his long career. Before he actually retired, he starred in another television series and not only continued to act, but became a successful writer and producer, which we will discuss in more detail next week. So that's all for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. As always, he comes up with some amazing stuff. If you want to make sure you're not missing out on anything that Randy's doing around Mayberry community, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the Mayberry fun. So, Randy, thank you for that, and thank you for the new book. It's a really, it's an awesome new book. Lots of photos and everything in it, stories. It's going to be a lot of fun. So Randy's got that. He's got three books now over at Weavers. You can go and check them out. We're going to have to start a Randy Turner collection at Weavers because he's got his 60 years. What's it called? Not 60 years of Mayberry. But he's got that one. He's got Mayberry First. Where is it? There it is. Oh, it is 60 years of Mayberry. Boy, I got it right. And his Mayberry First book, he's got lots of really cool stuff he's got and he's doing. So definitely just thank Randy when you hear from him. Randy's going to be settling back just a little bit on the number of posts he does for us here in the podcast. But he's still going to do pretty much, he's going to do several. But he's wanting to kind of step back just a little bit, so he'll have a little bit more time to do some more of his books and get things done that he's trying to get done around Mayberry. So I definitely thank Randy for all he's already done. He's still going to be submitting reports, but we'll be able to hear some rerun reports, and I think that'll be just fine over time. We'll play those. So thanks again, Randy, for all you do, and thank you for being here in Mayberry with me. It's always fun to to talk to somebody about the Andy Griffith Show. And so I always enjoy spending time talking with you. And I want to thank folks that contribute and donate toward the podcast through the Patreon. That's very kind of you, and I really appreciate it. Folks like Sarah, who is our executive producer tonight. So thank you, Sarah. And so many others have supported the podcast either through Patreon or through donations through PayPal. And I really do appreciate it. At some point here in the hopefully near future, we got to make sure everything Mayberry related that I'm currently subsidizing gets funded because I may not be able to subsidize forever. I'm hoping I can kind of retire here not too much longer and spend more time doing some Mayberry stuff. But I don't, you know, time and money don't equal. So anyway, thanks to all of you for the support you give, whether it's monetarily or just encouragement. I appreciate it all. So thank you. I am really looking forward here. We got some Christmas stuff in the next few weeks. We're going to be doing more trivia. We've got our Christmas episode will be coming up in about two or three weeks. I think three maybe. So we'll be having some fun. Then we're going to check out what the most popular episodes of 2021 have been. So we've got several things coming up here through the holidays. I hope you'll all be safe. And while you're traveling around, if there's episodes you haven't listened to, you can download them and listen to them in your car and annoy your family. I am looking forward to just seeing anybody I get to see in the next few weeks here at movie premieres or whatever they might be. Be safe. Go out there and have a good time and let's have fun. I would love to hear from you. Let me see how you did. Tell me about how you did on the trivia or if you just didn't do the trivia because it's too hard. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I would love to hear from you. You can drop by over at Two Chairs No Waiting and get that same information I just gave you if you can't remember. And until next we meet, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you right here on Two Chairs No Waiting. Good night, everybody.